and welcome to Deep Dive with Deborah. I hope you enjoy the goodness that I brought to you today. And do stay with me to the end. Thank you.
This year, I tried out so many things. And I'd say this year stretched me the most because coming into the year, I stepped into the consciousness of who I was, who I wanted to be, and what I wanted to do. And you know, some might say she didn't really do that much, but this is my story, not theirs. And just like in the beginning of the year, where I put out some things to be conscious of, this would be somewhat like, let's say, an audit. Yes, it would be somewhat like an audit. So this year, I learned to listen to my instincts. And funny how this doesn't mean I listened every time. A lot of the time, I learned from not listening to my instincts. Because after I blew up in my face, I realized, oh boy, I really should have listened. And this year, I got to figure out some things that I wanted to do. And yeah, I did some of them. And I know figuring out what you want to do doesn't always come easy. But I'll tell you some of the things that I used that helped me. Basically, knowing what you don't want to do is the best possible way to know that which you want to do, because it'll lead you into figuring out that which you want. I know I don't want to dance. I know I cannot dance. Basically, that's something I can strike off the box. And steady, knowing that which you don't want to do, is the best possible way to know, to figure out that which you want to do. And yeah, it's all a process and it wasn't easy. I mean, it still isn't easy. And there were times when I wanted to do something and I was scared, but I always remember to be grounded in the consciousness of who I am. And that would only, you know, work with you taking the time out to figure it out yourself. And I know saying figure it out yourself is fast becoming one of the overused expressions, but there's an iota of truth in it. And at times when I was scared to do a thing, to walk into a space, I remember something from one of Maya Angelou's books. I can't remember which it is right now. And there she said, when I come in as one. But when I stay in as 10,000. I feel like that has to be one of the most powerful things I've ever heard. When I come in as one. But when I stay in as 10,000. So I step into a room with a consciousness that it's not just single me walking in, but I mean, it might be single me walking in, but it is me bringing in all the energy. It is me getting into that space and me bringing in all the energy. And it's tricky and crazy because I might be freaking out on my inside, but I don't let myself lose face of the fact that I am grounded in my consciousness. I know that which I want. Although I'm still rather figuring out other things that I want, but I know that which I want right now. And one thing I always say is, do not do anything without having a reason or an intention for doing it. Do not do that. Don't just leave by default. Exactly. You can't always go with the flow. And don't do anything without having a reason or an intention for doing it, because the intention is what will determine the results that you'll get from that thing. And so in 2021, I decided to take a hold of my love for communications, and that birthed this podcast. It's funny because a podcast wasn't the initial thought. And that's a story I'll keep for when, you know, we're really big and I'm on panels, brimming with so much joy. And I'll say in that deep monotone voice that people always bring whenever they want to do something like that. And I'll say, after the interviewer throws the question at me, and I'll say, So you see, the thing is, a podcast wasn't really the initial plan with Deep Dive while stroking my chin. Or maybe I won't do that. But anyways, this started in 2021. And this year, I got more grounded and rooted in it. I tried out different things. I enjoyed a number of them. I did not some. But the point is, I tried out a lot of things. Walking into a room with the consciousness of me staying in there as 10,000 has really helped me a lot. And well, I think I would say, for me, I believe that luck for me is preparation meeting the moment of opportunity, adequate preparation. And that is one thing which helped me a lot this year. Over the year, I prepared for that which I knew was coming, but I did not know when it was going to come. But I knew I would rather, you know, me be prepared when nothing comes, so I seize the opportunity. I would rather do that. I would rather have that than to have the opportunity come, slap me in the face, and I'm not prepared. Absolutely not. I would not do that. So I did not do that. So through the year, I adequately prepared. And so in my journey through learning more about communications, one of my mentors, one of the people that I really admire, one of my friends, one of the people that I really can't write my story without, and that I'm always constantly grateful for the opportunity that she gave me. So let me tell you a story of how I, during the year, I got to intern at the Broadcasting Corporation of Oyo State. That's of my state where I'm at. And I wanted to, it was a point where I decided, you know what, I want to know if communications really is my ministry. So yes, I want to go find out. It was crazy because it was at a time when, let me say, every of my friend, I mean, we had so much time left on our hands. And it was at a time when so many of my friends were doing things related to our discipline, say law. Almost everyone was going to a law firm to intern. And I decided, you know what, I think I want to use this period to actually find out if communications really is my ministry. I want to know. So I decided to intern, and it is one of the most beautiful, beautiful things that I'm really grateful for that I did this year, because it stretched me, it opened my eyes to a lot of things that I had no idea that I was going to do. So one of it was being a news anchor. I had no idea I could do that, or maybe I thought I could do that, but I didn't know I could do it as much as I did. And so she, my mentor and my friend, I was paired with her this week. And so let me tell you a story of how I got to anchor the news at different times severally. Let me tell you the story. So this morning, I was paired with her. So I got to work this morning, and I think they brought the newsroom for, was it 10 o'clock? Yeah, they brought the news for 10 o'clock, and I held onto it. And I was sitting right beside my mentor, and she, the person who brought the news, gave it to me. I just collected it from her. And because I'd been preparing, I'd been rehearsing over and over for months, literally. And I just held onto the news, and she said to me, "Debbie, read that thing for me. Practice, and I want to hear you read the news." And so I said, "All right." I mean, it's basically just practicing and, you know, reading it to her, something that I've done over and over again. So I thought, "Oh, sure, no worries." And so I practiced, and I read it to her, and she said, "You know what? You're going to take the news at 10. And at that point in time, it's quite interesting, my reaction, because in me, I froze. But the thing that came out of my mouth was, "Yes, I am doing this." And she was shocked. She was shocked at my reply. She said, "Okay, that is by far the most enthusiastic reply I've ever gotten when I tell people something like this." And in me, I was freaking out. Although I knew I'd been preparing over and over for this thing. And remember, I said, luck is preparation meeting the moment of opportunity for me. That's what I think it is for me. And so I'd been preparing, and it felt like in my mind, I took a deep breath, but my front, I was giving out a really composed, a really enthusiastic front. I said, "Yes, I'm going to do this." She said, "Okay, you're doing this." I said, "Yes, I'm doing this." And in me, I was freaking out, but of course, nobody was going to know I was freaking out. So it was time. I rehearsed again and again. It was time. I went in. It was 10 o'clock. I went in and I read the news, and it was beautiful. And she came out and she hugged me for like 3 minutes straight. And I felt, and she said, one of the things she commended was the confidence. She said, "Okay, if, I mean, for the people that are listening at home, if they asked them, they would never believe that the person that read the news at that point in time was reading the news for the first time." And I recorded it, and I listened over and over later on, and I was amazed at the way I sounded, and I loved it. I loved that I got to do it. And for 11 o'clock, guess who read the news again? Yes, it was me. And it was from there, it was beautiful. So I got to do that. I'd been preparing so much for that, and the opportunity came and I seized it, and I did amazing at it. So I'm really glad that, you know, I've been able to. Another thing is the fact that, you know, I'm really glad that I've been able to connect people to themselves this year. And I say connect people because through the various things that I've done, I've been able to expose different things to different people, and through that they've been able to connect, you know, to different even parts of themselves that they did not know that was that part of themselves was, say, active before. They did not know they could connect with that part of themselves. So I'm really glad that, you know, I've been able to do that this year, and, you know, I'm glad I've been able to help people connect to themselves, and through the various things that I've done, through the various things that I've shared on my spaces, you know, I've been able to help them feel something more. And I mean, I'm here to keep raising the consciousness, but because truly I realized that all of our arguments basically in this life, all of our arguments in this life is, you know, really about the same things. It's about, did you hear me? It's about, did you see me? It's about, do you see me? It's about, do you hear me? I've realized that we really all just want to be heard. We really or just want to be seen, and that is what I try to do with every opportunity that I have. I've been able to make people see themselves through me, through my experiences, through the different things that I share, because I need someone else out there to understand and accept the fact that they are not alone. It's been one of my biggest gospel this year, you know, preaching, going out there into the world and preaching to people that you were not alone, and, you know, in whatever that you're feeling. And I always say, the common feeling that, say, uncertainty or whatever it is, the common feeling that we all share is something that binds us all together. So we really all just want to be heard. We really all just want to be seen. And that I've tried to do. And drum rolls, I'll be sharing something really interesting with you right now. So that is what I've been able to do. And that is what I'll be doing more on a larger scale next year. Drum rolls right now. Because I'm about to share something with you. So for a while now, I've shared my story on here. I mean, I've told you a couple of things. I've shared little things from things that I know, all from my perspective and from my worldview. I've told you things that I know. But right now, there's going to be a switch. Right now, we're going to be switching things up. I've done solo for a while. I mean, I've done solo for a while now. And I like to think I've done a pretty good job at it. I like to think so. I mean, let me give myself a pat on the back. I like to think that I've done a pretty good job at, you know, doing solo. And now, right now, I want to focus more on bringing other people's stories to you. I want to delve more into helping you connect the way you've been able to connect with yourself through me. I want to, focus on helping you connect with different things. And now, not only through myself, but through other people. So I'll be sharing their stories. I'll be bringing other people to you. You will get to enjoy their perspectives. We'll get to learn from it. We'll get to, you know, see things from people's perspective. And I think that's possibly one of the things that would, let me say, make the world a better place, because it's not just all about you. Every single thing that we do is bigger than you. And I feel coming into the consciousness that, you know, there's so much more than what goes on in just your little head. There's so much more than that. Seeing things from another person's point of view, I feel, you know, would actually help a lot. I feel would help a lot, you know. So for a very long time, I've shared my story. I've shared my views with you. But now I want to bring people's story to you. And so with that, the 2022 season comes to an end. Thank you so much for being a part of the journey this year. Thank you so much for being a part of the journey this year again. Thank you so much for doing this with me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to, you know, learning from my story. Thank you so much for hearing my story. And 2023 plans to be bigger, plans to be a lot better, Thank you so much for doing this year with me. I couldn't have gone this far without you. Thank you so much to the beautiful community that Deep Dive has been able to build. Thank you so much to the thousands and thousands of people that listen. Thank you so much from like various countries all over the world. Thank you so much across borders, across seas, across oceans, across territories. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And next year, plans to be bigger. Thank you for being a part of this episode as well. And see you on the next episode. Thank you once again for joining me on today's episode, and please continue to share, continue to listen, continue to, you know, share the goodness to other people to enjoy from it as well. And if you're listening on Spotify, you could interact. Yeah, there are questions, probably whatever you feel. There's a comment box, yeah, on Spotify. Like if you're listening on Spotify, there's a comment box that you can drop whatever it is on. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. After, it's going to go a long way into helping me and helping this podcast. Thank you, and every other listening platform that you're on, Google Podcast, on Anchor, whatever, you know, listening platform that you're listening, streaming on, I really appreciate it. I thank you to share, continue to listen, stay blessed, and blessings.